Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. Before Greg and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, last week's 35-28 loss to Valley Catholic, when you had a chance to go over film during the weekend, what were some things that you noticed on film about your team?
Well, first, we went down with zero preparation, really. I mean, we had some preparation, but nothing. And I found out that our team's a good preparation team. And that's one of the things we kind of took away is when we didn't have the scouting reports, we didn't have the stuff, our players seemed to be a little bit just off-key a little bit by that. The second thing was, our kids played hard. I mean, our team played extremely hard down there. We didn't play clean and we didn't play smart at times, but we went down there and played a heck of a really competitive football game against a really, really good football team. And I feel like we learned some things about ourselves that we wouldn't learn in normal football settings. And when I say that is, you get in a routine during the season, we got completely out of our routine. And football is a routine sport, whether you will like it or not. It's about the routine of doing it time and time again. So we got our kids uncomfortable because they were out of routine. We played at a place they've never played at, which, again, was an adverse situation. We played on a surface that, you know, was a totally different surface than what we're used to. Again, something that got us uncomfortable. We were behind for the first time. We did a lot of things for the first time this season. And when we went back and watched film, we were still 2 inches away from being a victory. So from that, we couldn't do all those things without having played that game. I don't like to lose. I really despise losing. It bothers me to my core. But we're going to learn some things from this that are going to help us be a better football team if we execute the way our players and our coaches have put together plans now to move forward. Because there were some things that they exposed on us that nobody's exposed on us. There were some things that we did that we haven't been characteristically doing. And I think from that standpoint, it was a great football game. We don't like the outcome of it. But if we take what the outcome led us to, is leading us to do, I think we're going to be pretty happy with where we end up.
Okay, back in the conference play this week, y'all are going on the road to Eldon. What have you seen from this Eldon team on film?
They're a really hard-nosed football team. They go right at you. There's no mistaking. They run the wing tee offense. They run it over and over and over. They'll run a succession of plays that are very well set up. Their offensive line fires off the ball. Very big, very strong. Their quarterback does an extremely good job of manipulating your eyes with his fakes. And then their two running backs run hard. I really have been impressed. I told our players, this is a great game to come back to because this team is playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They remind me a little bit of Wow California's building over there, that they're wanting to make things happen. They believe in what they're doing, and they do it really, really well. And 2 weeks ago against Osage, really played well. This past week in Southern Boone in the second half, really turned up the notch on the Southern Boone team, scored 3 touchdowns in the second half. Did some things to help them try to win a football game. So it's going to be a really unique experience for us because are we going to answer the bell from coming back from a loss? Are we going to go into another away game? And are we going to raise up and step up our level of play? Those are all the things that we have challenged our players on all week, and I think our players have challenged themselves.
Okay, and Coach, some news that also came out earlier this week, we learned yesterday that the Missouri State High School Activity Association is moving the football state championships class 1 through 6 to the Jefferson City area. Blair Oaks' Falcon Athletic Complex is going to be one of the host facilities. I know that's a couple of months off, but what does that mean to this program, to this community, to get that honor to host one or maybe even more state championship games?
Well, anytime you can bring a prestige event to your campus, that's a neat experience. What we want to do is just worry about what we can control. What we can control is the administration's put together a great situation to host. What we want to do is worry about playing Eldon this week, and that's really what we talk to players about. State championship game is going to be held here. You know how long a road it is to get there. The road is not very straight, and it's not very wide. It's really narrow, and it gets real bumpy, so you better take it one game at a time. If we go 1-0, that's all we have to worry about.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage, and Greg, it's been a while since we've done this, not had a podcast, but had to talk after a Blair Oaks regular season loss, so not surprising the fact that they, you know, they were playing a handful of an opponent, and it was a game that I think delivered on everyone's expectations, but the end result is a 35-20 loss to Valley Catholic. Tell me a little bit about it. I mean, it sounds like it was probably a good game for someone to be covering.
It was. I picked 35-28 for the final score. I just picked the wrong winning team.
Right.
It was a good game. Both teams had little preparation. I know Blair Oaks was at a bit of a disadvantage because they had to make the 3-hour drive there, whereas Valley Catholic got to play it in its home field, and I get that. But, you know, all that aside, it came down to the wire. It was a close game.
Right.
There were four ties. There were four lead changes. No team led by more than 7 points.
Right.
The one thing I did enjoy about that, and you know, they're – the PA announcer at Valley Catholic was very hospitable, and there were multiple times during the game, as early as the second quarter, where he was saying, "Man, this is a playoff game right here, ladies and gentlemen." And he was right. Like we talked, like I've written in several stories since then. We haven't talked about it on the podcast that much yet, but we could see this matchup in the state semifinals.
Sure.
You never know.
Right.
And who knows if that one's going to be at St. Genevieve or that one's going to be in Wardsville. But that was, again, I wrote my column about this week, and the one thing I wanted to emphasize was in 2015, 16, 17, not 18 because they went 15-0, and 2019, those 4 years, when Blair Oaks lost his first game, they packed their stuff up after that. They were
right.
done for the year.
Right.
And that, and again, for a program that's not used to losing, it's not the end of the world
no.
if you lose a non-conference regular season
sure.
game. Do you want to be the one where the streak ends? No, nobody wants to be that.
Right.
But the season's not over. You still
no.
have 4 games left. You're still in first place in the conference. And you've still got the district playoffs after
yep.
that. If you're going to lose,
right.
this is the game to lose.
And as someone who appreciates sports for, I mean, a bunch of different reasons, I would rather see somebody take a loss in a game where you're pushed and you're tested by
yeah.
one of the best teams in the state rather than just going out and scheduling some rum-dum that you know you're going to walk over and you get nothing out of that game. I mean, this
yeah.
is a game where you can take so much more away from this game, you know, whether it be just, you know, the almost postseason feel of it from the standpoint of the opponent or the postseason feel of sometimes there's quick turnarounds in the playoffs
yeah.
where you just go, hey, you know what? We've got a week to figure things out and we've got to figure out this really good team in a week, not just we've got a week and if we don't get everything in that we want to prepare for, we're still more physically or athletically talented than that team, so no big deal. Now this is, you needed to get your stuff ready, you needed to do it on the fly, and it's not going to happen any faster than it did that, you know, last week when it was literally a couple day turnaround where you go,
yeah.
we don't know if we got a game, oh we do have a game, and oh guess what, it's against somebody really good. So that this was just, I think, a positive experience for both teams, I think, from the standpoint of just you know what? This is a good test for your kids in terms of focus and in terms of preparation, in terms of, you know, actually just going out and playing.
The number one reason to accept this game is that Valley Catholic was going to expose Blair Oaks on things that they wouldn't have seen against a lot of
sure.
opponents. I mean, to me, I know you want to win. I mean,
right.
you talk to Coach LePage, and I mean, he – afterwards, he's like, you know, losing stinks. Nobody wants to lose. I don't care if they're a good program. I don't want to lose.
Right.
But they got more out of that game than if they had played Versailles or if it had been a bye week. And again,
right.
nothing against Versailles. It was out of their control. It's
sure.
not their fault.
Right.
And if anybody wanted to be out there this Friday, it's them. I mean, they have
right.
gone through essentially 2 preseasons now
yeah.
and have only played 2 games. And I'm crossing my fingers that they step on the field this weekend against California because I can't imagine what that program's going through.
Right.
You've only got 2 games. Everybody else around you has played 5. And you're just like, you're sitting at home on Friday night when you should be out playing under lights. And
yeah.
I feel bad for them. And, again, I hope they get the rest of their games in.
Yeah. And, you know, it can't be overstated too much from the standpoint of, you know, we've seen in vast stretches of seasons, maybe not once you get to the postseason, but even then in some of the quote unquote postseason games in district play, where some of these Blair Oaks kids, you know, you may be a senior at this point, and you've had very few chances to play a whole game. You've been sitting out for large portions of games because the outcome's been not in doubt since early in the game. So it's just like getting to play four quarters is almost kind of unusual for some of these kids, and it's a special treat. So, you know, just getting out there and going, man, this is what it's like to play a whole game? Wow, yeah. This is different.
I did notice when I was looking at their defensive stats for the game, so I was like, oh, hey, we got a couple of guys with double-digit tackles. Right. I haven't seen that for a while, just right. because they did play the whole game.
Right.
The frustrating part about that game is your defense forced 7 turnovers against a really good offense,
yeah.
and you lose. And again, I'm not going to place the blame on the offense because, the defense did still give up 35 points.
Sure.
But the hard part is there were 6 turnovers on downs. 5 of them happened in Valley Catholic territory, and the 2 interceptions happened inside the Valley 15. There were opportunities for Blair Oaks to drop 50 right. on Valley Catholic if everything worked out perfectly.
Right.
They had that's the thing. They had opportunities to win this game.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say, if you need any motivation, there's your motivation. Was
sure.
that, you know what? Valley Catholic had allowed just 2 touchdowns all season. You scored 4 touchdowns against them, and there were opportunities to score
right.
plenty more. So, again, they went out and played their best, and there were still things left on the table. And like I said, I think if you've got any motivation to get back on the field, I think they've got motivation from that game.
Right. And that's probably good heading into a week where, again, take nothing away from this week's opponent, which is Eldon. But I also think that this is probably a week where, you know what, this might have been a game where if you were coming off an easy win against Versailles or a bye week, it would have been hard to get up for an Eldon program that's, you know, 1-3 on the season, 0-2 in the Tri-County Conference. So, you know, you just go, okay, this might have been a tough week to get up for. Well, now you're talking about a Blair Oaks team that's, you know, granted, still 2-0 in the Tri-County Conference, but they're now 4-1. So it's like that gives you all the motivation you need to get ready and come right back out and you know what, get a chance to get another victory.
See, and not only that, so Blair Oaks has a chip on his shoulder. One of the things Coach LePage was talking to me about earlier this week was, you know, Eldon's also got a chip on their shoulder. I mean, they're 1-3. They routed Springfield Central. If people remember, they were initially supposed to play Bolivar in the season opener, but Bolivar and Springfield Central switched places in conference, so Bolivar joined the conference. Springfield Central's playing an independent schedule, so they swapped schedules. You know, Eldon routed them. A little surprised. They got blanked by Owensville in week 2. Lost a close game to Osage week 3. Didn't play week 4 due to COVID-19. Then they go to Ashland, lose 54-20 to Southern Boone. That game was 41-0 at halftime, but Eldon did play much better second half. And I think that's where he's talking about the chip on their shoulder, is that, you know, Eldon's 1-3, but they feel like they're better than that. And,
right.
you know, their second half, they did play much better. I mean, they're mad that they didn't play like that in the first half, because
right.
would they have won? Probably not, but it would have been a much closer game.
Sure.
If you're Blair Oaks, yeah, like you were insinuating, is, I mean, they want to get back on there. They want to restart that win streak.
Yeah.
One thing I will be curious is, I've noticed in the past few games against Eldon, the Blair Oaks offense has been efficient. For example, I think the last time they played at Eldon, when they won the state championship game, I want to say in the first half they scored 7 touchdowns on, I want to say it was like 17 offensive plays. I mean, they were
right.
they had 1,
yeah.
2, 3 play drives. Hardly any drive went more than 4 plays. So they were moving the ball, and they were moving in a hurry. When you got a chip on your shoulder, it wouldn't surprise me if we see some offensive series like that from Blair Oaks.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could be a bad game for Eldon, just from a standpoint of, you know what, you know, going in, you're going to have to face an offensive onslaught. You better be ready to just play from the first play of the game, because otherwise it could get out of control in a hurry. It's, you know, I think this is one of those things where you just look at it and go, okay, I don't think that there's anything that you go, okay, game-wise or play-wise, where you go, okay, Blair Oaks has got a lot to be concerned about. But how much of this is just going to be one of those things where you go, like you mentioned, you learn a couple things about yourself last week, and maybe you go, okay, maybe it's not the same speed, maybe it's not the same level of opponent, but we need to address, you know, A, B, and C coming out of last week's game. So this is going to be kind of your first, you know, live teaching event where you just go, it's not just us playing against each other in practice.
Offensively, it seemed like Blair Oaks was just a half second off on some of their passes. I mean, Dylan Hare was 12 of 40 passing, and again, you look at him, and he's like a career 65% passer.
Right.
Don't give me. I mean, Valley Catholic had some 6'2", 6'3" defensive backs, and they did a good job of you know guarding Blair Oaks' receivers. And I remember I keep telling people, if you're going to beat Blair Oaks, you have to have some quarterbacks and safeties that can hang with these guys. And to Valley Catholic's credit, for a lot of the game, they did. I don't know. You know, I don't think Blair Oaks is going to be tested that much with Eldon secondary if they choose to throw the ball. And the hard part is on the flip side. Defensively, I mean, Eldon had four balls where they kind of launched downfield. Two of them were jump balls that, you know, ended up going for touchdowns, and the third was a halfback pass that was for a 40-yard gain that led to another touchdown. Eldon's not going to throw the ball that much. If they throw the ball, I think they threw maybe four passes all last week. Now, again, they do throw more than usual against Blair Oaks because Blair Oaks has such a good run defense. They've got to try something different.
Right.
I don't know if Blair Oaks is going to be challenged and get to work on some of those things defensively. So it's one of those games where they address things in practice, but it might be things that they only see in practice for the next few weeks until they play a team like maybe Osage or especially Southern Boone that likes to throw the ball. I mean, one of the things that the Tri-County Conference is known for is their ability to run the ball, so you don't really get to see your secondary do a whole lot right. in the pass game or in pass defense.
Yeah. Switching gears a little bit, we're used to talking about the postseason when it comes to Blair Oaks. We're used to talking about postseason games being played at the Falcon Athletic Complex if they get to host them. We learned this week that the Falcon Athletic Complex is going to be hosting a pretty big game when it comes to the end of the season, you know, this year, with some news coming out from the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Yeah, they announced on Tuesday that Jefferson City, Helias, and Blair Oaks are going to be hosting the Class 1 through 6 games instead of those being played at Faroe Field. At that time, they left 8-man up in the air, and we did find out the following day that 8-man's going to be in Chillicothe, which that does not surprise me because one of their arguments for holding off the announcement on that was, you know, most 8-man teams are in Northwest Missouri.
Sure.
It's starting to spread out away from Northwest Missouri,
right.
But again, the good teams are up there. There's no sense in making two teams travel 3 to 4 hours to play a game. I don't think anybody's going to complain about the 8-man game not coming down here.
Right.
So you've got the Class 6 game on Thanksgiving weekend, and you've got Class 1 through 5 the following weekend. Again, the one thing Mission wanted to emphasize, if Blair Oaks makes this state championship game in Class 3, it obviously will not be at Blair Oaks. It'll either be at Ray Hinchcliffe Stadium or Atkins Stadium.
Right.
Still basically, essentially a quote-unquote home game.
Right.
Again, they won't announce anything. I think Mish is going to do a site visit sometime later this month. I believe October 21st was the date. Blair Oaks will host a game. I just don't know if it's going to be two games. It would not surprise me if they only host one, especially since they're hosting the Tri-County Conference Tournament that week. There's going to be a lot of people in Wardsville already
right.
on Saturday night. But, yes, it is a big deal that it's coming here. And that you get to show off your home facility
sure.
when you don't normally do. I mean, you know, the only other time a state championship football game has been in Jeff City was 1977 when it was at Atkins Stadium. So,
right.
yes, that is a big deal. And to emphasize to people, this is more than likely just a one-time
sure.
thing. I mean,
sure.
you know, if things improve in with this coronavirus pandemic, it will be push back to Faroe Field in
sure.
2021.
Yeah, I think the scheduling just became so wacky with, you know, the lateness of Missouri announcing its schedule and with the
yeah.
inability to kind of figure out where you're going to have things, if we were going to have things. I mean, I mentioned this with Jason Strickland when we were doing the Jays podcast that I think it's just exciting that we're even talking about, you know, what's going to happen in the postseason
yeah.
because, you know, if you'd told me this a couple months ago, I would have gone, we're not going to have a postseason, so don't worry about it. So
right.
I think as every week goes by where we just go, hey, this we might actually get through this season and we might get to the point where you have to worry about state championship games, that's exciting. So, you know, it's just nice that we're being able to even have to come up with a scenario where you figure out where you're going to have to play a state championship
And the one
game.
Thing I do want to emphasize to people, and I think we did get that emphasis out there with our story in Wednesday's News Tribune, but the move from Faroe Field to Cole County, it's not necessarily a COVID-19 deal. If anything, the number one reason for the move is because of the SEC scheduling change.
Right.
For example, the week where a lot of the – I mean, where some of the state championship games were going to be played at Faurot Field. Mizzou was going to be up in Kansas City playing Arkansas at Arrowhead Stadium. Well, that, I mean, they're no longer playing Arrowhead, and it's now going to be a home game for MU. So again, you can't really host games at Faurot, high school games at Faurot that weekend. I believe that's Thanksgiving weekend still. The following week, they might, I haven't looked, but they might be on the road. But the one thing Misha emphasized was they're not. They're still going to be preparing for a season. They've got a game going. They're going to be using their facilities, and we didn't want to, you know, create more headaches for them by bringing our athletes there when they're trying to focus on a game. So while some of it, some of it did have to do with COVID-19, it more than anything had to do with that MU's football season got pushed back, and things got you know, clustered in that nature. And they said, all right, for this one time, we're going to go try to find someplace centrally located, and Cole County happened to be the one to answer the call first.
Yeah, you know what, and I think it's also, it speaks to just the wealth of facilities that we have around here, where, you know, it's nice for each of those programs to be able to say, you know what, we've got a facility that's not just some dump that we play at. You know, it's nice enough that if something unique like this happens, where somebody needs to have a place where you have to play these games, where you need, you know, somewhere where you just have to be, you know, you have to be good, then, you know, you have to be ready to roll. That's, you know, that's what you need to do. So, hey, good on them that they get to showcase themselves. All right. Let's focus back on this week, and let's just go with the fact that, you know what, I think I know what the decision's going to be in terms of the prediction. How do you see this one playing out Friday night?
I think we're going to see Blair Oaks get back to their winning ways. I think we're going to see them get back into their scoring ways in the 50s, and I think the defense, which, again, the defense did a great job against Valley Catholic, and I think they're going to – I don't know if they're going to pitch a shutout. I do think Eldon's going to get a late touchdown. I think this is a game Blair Oaks wins 56-7.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley, saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.